writer of WCNO.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I've entitled this message, Traveling in Spirit Dimensions. Traveling in Spirit Dimensions, this will be part two. I want you to look in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 27, beginning at verse number 50. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, it says, In verse number 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Isn't that amazing? At the sound of Jesus' voice on the cross, and we understand through other of the synoptic gospels what he said earlier was, Father, it is finished. It is finished. What an amazing thing. We are in a finished work. You know, when you finish a job, you can rest afterwards. You don't have to keep working. You finished. Well, the only labor we have is to labor to enter into his rest. And that is the rest of faith. Trusting God. Tell someone beside you, trust God more than ever before. We've trusted in the time past, but I believe this morning there are areas in your life where you can trust God more. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have any responsibility. I have prayed this prayer, Father, show me where my responsibility starts and where it should end. Because I don't want to be trying to do what only you can do. But I don't want to be depending on you to do what I'm supposed to do. Give me discernment so that I know how far to go, what to do and what not to do, what I can expect from you, but what you are expecting from me, help me to fulfill it. Amen? It's a finished work, and Jesus said that, and then he cried with a loud voice, and certain things happen. See, there was a frequency that came from his voice. The word is spirit and it's life. How many know? Let's take it back a little further. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. So Jesus himself was the word. So when he cried with a loud voice, the word went forth. And certain phenomenal, incredible things happened at the sound of his word. The earth shook. But interesting enough, in the temple where the veil was that separated man from God's presence was torn from the top to the bottom. It was opened. In other words, a portal was established where man was. Where it was off limits for man to travel or sojourn. See, the only one that could go back there was the high priest. And if he weren't right in the presence of God, he would die and they would have to pull him out. Under the law, there had to be sacrifices every year, all kind of offerings and things for the remission, the forgiveness of sin. But see, when Jesus died, he changed all that. Tell somebody, oh, that's changed. See, we don't have to do penance because Jesus became the supreme sacrifice. One of the things that he meant when he said it's finished, sacrifices are finished. I become the supreme sacrifice. Father, it is finished. I am the only sacrifice that is worthy to redeem mankind. Also, what was finished was everything that you and I will ever need in this life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Come on, we're getting ready to travel somewhere. Get your walking shoes on. Come on, I said we're getting ready to travel in the Spirit. Stay with me, because when this service is over, you're not going to be in the same place you were when we started. If you stay open, I'm telling you, we're taking territories. It don't take a long time if you just listen, if you just grab it. See, revelation is not something that's taught, it's caught. When you catch it and lock into it and you stand there and you stay there and refuse to be moved off of it, before long, everything around you has to change and conform to that revelation that you carry. Aren't you glad this is individual? Jesus told a man in Matthew 8:13, as you believe, be it unto you. As you believe, be it unto you. So the veil was rent, and a portal, I'm going to call it a portal. A portal is an egress, a road, an entry into, I'm going to say, another world. You know, our interstate highways are called interstate because they transverse states. Up north in Florida, you travel far enough north on 75 or 95, or even you get on 10 going west. After a while, you're going to see a big sign say, welcome to Georgia. Welcome to Alabama. Why? You have intersected. You have gone from out of one state into another. A portal is an egress, a road, if I might say, from one world to another world. You know, trucks, you see trucks all the time on the interstate. They're carrying product, sometimes produce, but they're carrying produce from Florida up 95. And maybe there's a particular fruit market somewhere in Georgia. When they cross over, they're taking a product. They're carrying something over into Georgia. And usually companies, when they unload there, they'll load them up with a product. They'll load up the truck in Georgia with a product, and they're going back down to Florida. See, a portal is an egress where you take a product. You take something from one world, one location, to another world. But you don't leave that world empty. You leave that there and you pick up a product there and you take it out of that world and you bring it into the other world. Come on. See, when Jesus said it is finished and the veil was rent, God was saying, now you can travel. Now you can bring your requests. Now you can bring your needs. Now you can bring your sicknesses. Now you can bring all that is troubling you, all your requests into this realm. Where I am, where I live, and leave it there. Tell somebody, drop your load off there. Don't you dare go there and bring back the same load. You'd be surprised. We don't go there and then bring back the same load. We drop off a load. That's what an egress is. You're taking a product. You're taking something from a place to a place. But you're not coming back from that place empty-handed. You're picking up what's there. When Jesus said it is finished, he'd already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. All of our blessing is there. And at Calvary, when he died, look, when he died, the graves opened. In other words, the grave is what separates the worlds. We're here. Someone in the grave went through the grave, and they're on the other side. But when he cried, the veil was rent. The way into the other world was open. And on the third day when he resurrected, they got up too. Folk got up around Jerusalem, started walking around in Jerusalem that people knew. As a sign that a portal had been blown open. That Jesus had made a way into the realm of the invisible, into the realm of possibility, into the realm of life where God is. Tell somebody, I'm under an open heaven. Come on, tell them like you mean it. I have an open heaven over my head. There's an open heaven over every believer. Why? Jesus did it at Calvary. Now, tell somebody, let's get going on this journey. I don't want to remain where I am. See, we go from glory to glory. How many know God is always moving? Come on, say, God is always moving. In the wilderness, if Israel didn't move with the cloud, they got heat stroke. That desert sun, that sun in the Sinai Peninsula there would burn them. It was excruciatingly hot, so hot that bushes burned up. When Moses saw that burning bush, it wasn't an unusual sight. What was unusual is that the bush didn't burn up. It was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. They saw stuff burn up out there all the time because it was so hot. But when he saw that the bush didn't burn up, there's something wrong with this here, this picture. Tell them God will get your attention. So they had to follow, they followed the cloud. And at night, if they didn't follow the cloud, you know, in the desert, if you've been in the desert, it gets freezing cold in the desert at night. Freezing cold. Think about it. Excruciatingly hot. I remember being in Arizona, in Yuma, Arizona, for ministry for a time. I was there, I forget how long, I was there for some months. I went in September, and they were just going into the autumn season, but you could break an egg on a rock and it would fry during the day. Literally, I mean, it would fry. It wasn't the type of humid heat that we have. It was the hot hot. It was the hell hot. Where ain't no sweat coming. It's just burning. You touch it, there's stuff coming off you. You're the hell hot. Here we sweat. There's it's just the hot, desert hot. But then when the weather broke, and even when it's hot like that in the day, but when the weather broke and it did cool down a bit during the day, it in the evenings at night, it would still be freezing cold. Maybe down sometime below 30 in the 20 in the desert. Extreme. So Israel was dealing with this. So if they didn't follow the cloud, see, the cloud became a pillar of fire by night for them to be warmed, and a cloud by day to keep the sun from scorching. So see, it's important to move when God moves. I said it's important for us to understand his movements and then to move when he moves. Otherwise, tradition and religion, it will kill and choke everything you possess. God never called us to religion, nor has he called us to traditions. It's the traditions of the fathers that have made void the power of God. Folk just doing church. See, it's not about doing church. It's about a relationship, about a God that's alive, that's moving, that's real, that will talk to you, that will bless you, that will heal you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.